And joining us on the phone is Craig Spike Decker from Spike and Mike's Festival of Animation. Thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Pretty good. Spike here. Thanks for having me. I'm going to use that melted my face. I'm gonna steal that and use it.
It really did. I mean, I was like 16. There are a few things that I can remember from high school that were really eye-opening, like shockingly so. And I remember seeing that just going, oh, dear God, all this stuff exists? So it was amazing. It was at Zeller Bach Hall, and this dude Tristan thought it'd be a good idea. So it's nice to speak with you. I am a fan. I guess the question that I would start with is, what is, for people who have no idea how you've made a living for decades now, how do you explain your job to people?
Well put. Okay, what it is, it's a collection of approximately 90 minutes of animated short films from around the world, with the emphasis on humor. And we do two shows. We do the Sick and Twisted Animation Festival and the what we call now the New Generation Festival, which is the more artistic, award-winning show. And it's all animated short films.
And how long, let's put it differently, like about how many short films are in your presentation?
Approximately 20.
Okay.
20 each show, about now, 90 minutes.
It is an 18 and over show. Could you explain to people, in safe for work terms, can you explain some of the not safe for work stuff that a person might see?
Well, we also have a long history with the Sick and Twisted show theatrically in 35mm. We premiered the first, for example, the first two episodes of Beavis and Butthead. We showed 35mm theatrical screenings of the first Spirit of Christmas, the South Park guys. And it's some of the films, it's at first it was more of just a shock value type of thing, and now it's evolved into there's still some shock value, but it's films that are international and some very, very creative, clever films. And then there's also somewhat disturbing films like Cuddle Sticks, but then in Ricky Rules the World, and some just highly, highly creative. This is the new talent. What keeps it fresh and progressive all these years, too, is that we get new films now from people of all ages, male and female, from all over the world. And so it keeps it really alive and fresh.
I remember when I saw the Spike and Mike, the festival animation as a teenager, the thing I walked away from the theater thinking was, how do all these people operate independently? Because this was before the internet, and you know, people just had an itch to make a movie in a certain way, and it takes a lot of effort. You know, you couldn't really computerize animation the way you can now.
Right.
So my question is, like, how did you find all of these crazy movies back before the internet? How did you sift through that mountain of tape?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a lot of it we would travel to. There's like an international festival every year at Annecy in France, and they have submissions, and then Sundance and different places like that. And I think at this point we've been around and paid so much dues that, you know, we get films from New Zealand. You know, I've never been to New Zealand, or we get films from countries that we've never done a show, and they've heard of us, and the reputation has gotten out there again, I think, because we've done so much. But before, just going out, some of them we had to produce ourselves. We made about 50 shorts ourselves because we weren't getting, especially for Sick and Twisted, people weren't making films like that. There was a group out of Vancouver that did Lupo the Butcher and Bambi Meets Godzilla and stuff like that, which were sort of the catalyst and the start of a lot of the shorts for that genre.
If you're just tuning in, we've got Spike from Spike and Mike's Festival of Animation. It'll be at the Van Duser on Friday, February 7th, and $8 for adults. It's an 18 and over show. Are we in, Like, if we look at the cultural context of America in 2014, it seems as though the nerd jock wars that dominated the 80s and 90s and 60s and 70s are kind of over, because it seems that the nerds have won. Like, nerd culture is a huge thing right now. Comic-Con and yeah. animation, comic books has, I mean, you've been there in the background the whole time of this. Are we in a golden age of animation?
I'm going to use that one again, the nerds have won. yeah, these are good. A lot of it, going back to our early days, there was a sort of a stigma when we first started, was like, oh, what are they, cartoons? It was just Bugs Bunny. And people saw that. I mean, we've had individual films that have taken 3.5 years to make with over 30,000 individual hand-rendered cells and drawings. You know, some of them are absolute masterpieces of work. They're Academy Award-winning films. And then showing what I feel Mike and I were a major part in doing is showing that animation can be super cool, and it can be for partiers and people that, say, smoke certain substances and just have an edge to it. And it wasn't just for, you know, cutesy cartoons or the like. So it really opened up a lot of doors.
I mean, you had mentioned this earlier, but Beavis and Butthead really premiered at your Festival of Animation, South Park. Like, I had to know a guy who knew a guy who had a copy of the VHS of the first South Park, Spirit of Christmas. Like, it just seems like you've been in the right place at the right time for those. What else has debuted at the Spike and Mike Festival of Animation that went on to larger things?
Right. Well, thanks for asking. This shows how relevant and the impact a short can have. We've premiered a lot of we produced three films with Pete Docter from Pixar, who did Up. We produced the first films with Andrew Stanton, who did Nemo, showed John Lasseter's first student films, brought to America Wallace and Gromit, and premiered that theatrically with Nick Park.
Wait, you had John Lasseter's, like, the Pixar guy, you had his student films from when he was in college? Am I hearing that right?
Correct. He is at CalArts, and we showed his first, I think it was Nightmare and Lady and the Lamp, his first student films. Then we showed all the first animated shorts from Pixar, Luxo Jr. and Red Stream and on up to there, and then really pleased that we brought Wallace and Gromit theatrically to America first, things like that.
So do you view yourself as a curator or as a fan of animation?
Curator and promoter, character and guy that's now trying to navigate new media.
Good luck with that. I'd like to know how that works. I've heard of new media. I've checked it out. It's pretty awesome. Before we wrap it up, again, we're talking with Spike from Spike and Mike's Festival of Animation, and it'll be at the Van Duser Friday, February 7th. Listeners, look, you're going to laugh real hard. Like, start hydrating Thursday and just prepare yourself. It is gut-bustingly funny, and it will hit you in ways that you cannot anticipate. So I'm just saying, it's going to be great. What's the right way to put this? Like, do you have John Lasseter's cell phone? Could you just text him right now? Are you an operative in that world?
Everybody knows us, and we are, you know, we also had a book come out some years ago called Outlaw Animation from Abrams. But, you said it earlier. We've been there first on the block to see how valuable and what entertainment potential there was in all this great product. And we have a lot of new films of what we'll be showing. I bring up some of the past, too, to also point out that what people will be seeing is some of the future stars, again, and they'll see them first. As they saw Andrew Stanton or Pete Docter first in our show, you're now going to see some of the new talent from around the world that will go on to be superstars. And we've always prided ourselves into putting the integrity of this show and giving people more than their money's worth. In this day and age where people, you know, they sell you a dozen eggs and there's seven, that we've tried to give people more than their money's worth and deliver and fire on all cylinders. I mean, the best in creativity, humor, every aspect of it.
Well, again, the show is it's Friday, February 7th. I can vouch even if it's a third as funny as the one that I saw back in the 90s, it is going to be fantastic. Well,
a lot of new stuff. Very, very fun time.
I can't tell. I guess this is how we'll wrap it up. Do you view yourself as an outlier? You know, like you mentioned Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Like, they've got their own camp within showbiz. Woody Allen has his own camp within showbiz. So they're sort of out, or, you know, not outcasts. You know, they're running parallel careers. Do you guys see yourself as running a parallel career to normal Hollywood? You've got this sort of weird Hollywood off to the side. You there? Well, I guess we lost him. All right. Well, that was a legend. You just heard a legend.
It's Craig Spike Decker
from the Spike and Mike's Festival of Animation. Details on that over at khum.com.